Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Here I Am, a podcast that embraces the changes of the world and within, bringing you back to who you really are. I'm Anna East, and thank you for being here too.
Welcome, welcome everybody. Hi, this is Anna, the real Anna. Oh my goodness, I just have to say, welcome to the very first episode of the Here I Am podcast. Not going to lie, as that intro was playing, my heart was beating really, really intensely in my chest. I'm so excited to be doing this, and I'm also so nervous. This is my first time doing it, so here we go. Thank you for being here. So the music you just heard is called Wildest of Dreams by Tyler Williams. I'll be teaching new music each week that I find be cool or interesting or aligns with the topic that I'll be talking about. So if you'd like to submit your own music to be featured in the podcast, I'd love to hear it. So please do send it in. This live broadcasted show is sponsored by Be Unique Magazine, who just released their issue number 15. Very exciting. The very cool part about this issue is, one, that I have an article in it on being me. Shameless self-plug. And number two, the whole magazine actually comes with an audio option. The writers read their words aloud to you, kind of like an audiobook. It's so, so cool. I love it. And it's nice to just sit back and relax and have somebody else tell you the story. And number three, please do check out their Thursday night show, Unscripted. That's also here on Blog Talk Radio at 9 p.m. EST. And it's where world-changing people and organizations from the magazine come on to talk with Be Unique Editor-in-Chief Mary Bretherton. So, welcome. Let's get started. So here I am, episode one. Okay, so during this episode, I want to talk about who I am, in case you don't know who I am, and why I'm doing this. Why have I started a podcast almost seemingly out of nowhere? Well, at least it might seem that way. So who am I? Well, my name is Anna East, and I'm currently in Florida. I just got here a little less than a month ago. I grew up here as well, but I have been many things, an actor professionally, a dancer, a writer, a host for different TV shows, a tour guide. I'm now a filmmaker. So I spent my youth training as a dancer, and I got into a conservatory. And then when I was 16 years old, I moved to LA and I pursued acting professionally. I think until I was 19, I was in LA, and I was doing commercials and TV and things like that while I was there, and also dancing professionally in shows and in commercials as well. And then I got a job with Tokyo Disney Resort, and I moved to Japan when I was 19 years old for a whole year. So I spent that year performing with them. After that, I came back to Orlando, actually, for just a little chunk of time before I moved to China to work for Shanghai Disney Resort. And then, let's see what happened from there. Then I moved to Atlanta. I basically tried to pursue acting there. I ended up being a background actor, actually, for a while on a show that was really fun, a recurring background actor. And then also in a spin studio. And so my time there was very, very transformational for me as a human being, but it was not the best financially. So back to LA, I moved, lived there for quite a bit longer, acting thing, when I realized I had been writing for a while, that I needed to do something bigger for my creativity. I was acting out other people's parts. So I decided to pursue filmmaking for it. I wanted a space to kind of figure things out from a new perspective. So back to Florida I went. I enrolled at a university called the University of Central Florida, and I since then have been studying film, and I have just a year left of that, so that's very exciting. And in between those times, I have gone back and forth to Japan again to work with Tokyo Disney once more. Very thankful for that, and Japan has definitely become my second home over the years. And yet, that's kind of me in a very small nutshell. Of course, much more. I'm a person who really loves to travel. I traveled, the travel that was new was Australia, which was amazing, and I want to go back so badly. So if I have any listeners in Australia, I probably will come back to you soon enough. I worked in Alaska for a little while, which was just breathtakingly gorgeous. Africa. I went to Zambia and South Africa last year. Huge impacts on my psyche as well. So yeah, kind of a bit of who I am. And as my favorite mentors likes to say, I am a woman in process. That's what I am. I'm a woman in process, and I'm figuring things out one step at a time. And a big part of why I want to do this and why I'm starting this podcast in the first place is because I wanted to give an opportunity to move past my fear of speaking my truth. So this is where the juicy stuff comes in, guys. If you have a cup of tea or a cup of coffee, I highly recommend you cozy up to it. I personally have, I brewed myself some stress relief kava tea from Yogi, the Yogi tea brand, because it smells like cinnamony, vanilla-y goodness. And I just really, I needed a nice warm cup to ease my nerves of speaking publicly like this for the first time in a while. And it's cute. The tag says, spread the light, be the house, which is what I hope to hear tonight. So something about the reason I have nerves for doing this podcast, you know, I've been, you know, professionally acting and performing for so many years, and I posted things, but so often I have a script that I go by. And even now I have an outline that I'm kind of referencing as I go back and forth to make sure that I'm staying on point and everything. But I realized that I had not spoken what was to me and what was my own story and what was real for me. The stuff that I was speaking other people's words for so long. I was speaking such a practiced form of communicating, and I really wanted to kind of create a space and a platform to just get honest and to just open up and to have fun and just to practice, really just practice speaking as my authentic self. I read a book, in January, and it was by Glennon Doyle. And in it, she talked about how when she was a teenager, she would wear a mask and that nobody really knew what the under her was really like because that was too scary for her to show that to other people. And I felt like that for a really long time, is that I had crafted this version of myself that was what everybody else, what I thought wanted me to be, you know, how I looked based off of how others wanted me to look, how I interacted with people, the own emotions, own feelings, just to appease other people. Even just things like acting happy all the time, even if I wasn't, that was all my mask. And so over the course of the last few months, I've been working on taking that mask off and to be doing it. First, I started in really small ways with the people in my space that I felt comfortable doing that with, and then it just got to be more and more to where, like, you know what, this is the real me is coming through, and the real me has something to say, and the real me has, you know, ideas and has passions, and I love speaking about all these things, but the masked me would hide that down and stuff that down and not talk about what I really wanted to. So a big part for me is of doing this whole podcast is to come through and to just explore what it's like to just live totally authentically as me, not have that mask, and to connect with other people something I've really, really loved is in my life, the chance and opportunity to create community. I love creating community and spaces for community, and I think I'd like to do more of that. This is a great way for me right now during the COVID-19 times to create that community still. And actually, later on, if you'd like to call in, you can call and hang on for a minute, and I will answer it. I'll have a chance to kind of say hi to you and to see where you are and how you all are doing. I just would really love to connect with people. That's one of my main driving forces in my life, is that through every project and everything that I do, it really comes down to me wanting. So while I'm talking by myself on this podcast, I really am looking forward to having guests on with me on my future podcasts and my future episodes. So when did I realize that I wanted to have a podcast or have some sort of way to speak? Because it is a very particular thing of me wanting to speak, wanting to push myself to speak to people and to speak in front of people. When I was in Australia, and this was in early March, just before, you know, everything around the coronavirus had already started blooming and basically becoming a pandemic. But just before things got really intense, I was able to take a trip to Australia. And it's something I dreamed of doing for so long. And so many of my closest friends do live in Australia. I've met them through my times working in Tokyo. And I had been living in Japan for a while, about 5 months at this point. And, you know, Japan... the Japanese culture is very, very much keep to yourself, you know, looking people in the eye, smiling, saying hello on the street is not super common. People that I already knew, people that I was comfortable speaking with, obviously, and I would speak Japanese to the people that I didn't know. So when I went to Australia, everybody was so friendly and so awesome that they all were looking me in the eye and talking to me and asking me questions in English and expecting me to answer and expecting me to be present with them. And I realized that I was kind of low-key freaking out because I had not done that in a while. I hadn't talked to somebody that I didn't know and told them about myself in so long that I was literally having a hard time speaking. And I would love to do a further episode on this, on about using your voice and what that means. But I just had this huge blockage in my throat, and I knew that I had to start talking. I had to do something to move through. Now, luckily, I was staying with one of my good friends, Rhea, and she is a wonderful singer, songwriter, performer. She's a fantastic person, and she loves singing, and we always sing together whenever we are together in person. And she challenged me, whether she would or not, she challenged me do a an improvised, like a rap battle, but basically just freestyle rapping. That's what we did on a road trip through New South Wales. So I was like, oh my gosh, like, or you know, that I was having trouble vocalizing things. Like, I just felt so stuck. So she told me, you go first. And that was when I realized, like, oh, that was scary, but that felt so good. And even though I wasn't necessarily that great, it was my first time freestyle rapping, I did it, and it was fun, and I kind of want to do it more, even if I'm not great, like, just because it's fun. And through that time, I just realized over a few yoga classes and just really tuning in with myself, is that I really needed to give myself a reason to speak, and I needed to work on this, because I noticed this huge fear that I had, and it's funny, because step past fear. Think about, you know, when you first think about, let's see, so when you first think about that you want to do, okay, so for me it was this podcast, or so that makes me feel expansion in my chest, that makes me feel excited, oh, like a podcast, that would be so much fun, or speaking, for me, actually speaking to a group of people about something I'm really passionate in, that excitement, the fear comes in, and you start to contract, and your body starts to contract. And you spout all the reasons why you shouldn't do it, and what people are going to think, and times you failed in the past, and all that stuff starts to come in. Right? So the good thing to remember is when that happens, when you have the initial feeling of expansion and excitement and good feelings, that is what you need to follow. That tells me that you need to follow that thing that scares you. Yeah. So that is what I was trying to do. It's like that cell wrapping, even like, oh no, I was so bad. That was so bad. I was like, oh, but that was actually kind of fun. Oh, I kind of want to do it. Even if I'm crap, I still want to do it again. Yeah. So that's kind of where I'm going with this platform, this podcast. And I'm pretty proud of myself. I already have gotten some of the nerves that I had at the very beginning of this. Oh man. Okay. And so now I'm looking at time. We're about halfway through. Just wanted to play a sweet little short message from our sponsors, and then I'll get right back in to why the heck I'm doing this and what I'll be doing with this podcast.
If you like the show tonight, let us know. Call 321-417-4309 or email mary@beunique.org to ask how you can sponsor the show. It's simple and doesn't have to cost much at all. Visit beunique.org for even more details. That's BUNEKE.org. Join the global world changers who already know how Be Unique helps bring together like-minded humans who are making the world a better place. Read the magazine and blog posts, watch our videos, listen to our podcast, and visit our social media from one location, and let's work together. Change tomorrow by finding solutions today. Visit BeUnique.org to learn more. That's BUNEKE.org.
Ooh, that's Be Unique. Seriously, just because they're sponsoring us, if you have some sort of thing where you want to get involved with something really good and something that's changing the world and that's changing people one by one, please do check out BeUnique.org. Basically, it's an online magazine, and that is the whole reason that I'm here today is because of them. So thank you guys again. And I just want to get back into, why am I doing this? What am I going to do? What is all this for, right? Okay, so I wanted to talk about the title of the podcast really quick. Here I Am. Why is it called Here I Am? It's like, here I am, you know. Actually, so it's kind of off of the feeling of a time and place where you can listen in or talk to me, whichever one we decide to do. And it's going to be a space that will hopefully, and for me as well, remind us who really are. Something that brings us back, that grounds us into a weekly practice of grounding us back into remembering that soul, that core center of who we are. And I always think about this Indian restaurant. It was my favorite. It still is my favorite Indian restaurant, my favorite Indian restaurant, but my favorite restaurant in Tokyo. It's this beautiful bungalow of a restaurant on the second floor of this tiny little building, and it's called Darjeeling. It's in an older neighborhood in Tokyo, and it's really kind of an odd place. Not many people know about it, but every time I go in there, it's just so enchanting. I feel like, after being in the concrete jungle for so long, I walk into that restaurant and I just feel like, oh, I can breathe. Like, this is where I am. I forgot myself for a second, but here I am. And that is why I named this podcast Here I Am, is because that's what that Indian restaurant did for me. And that's what I hope to do for all of you that are listening, and with the music as well that I incorporate too. So, here. The last reason that I actually found today, even in being honest, is that today I was feeling kind of low. I'm not going to lie. I was feeling a little strange before I got on here and before I wrote out what I wanted to talk about tonight. Just with everything going on with the world. And I really wanted to, I felt so great putting my energy into this podcast. I feel really great when I put my energy into creative things that make me excited. So putting my energy into this podcast totally just like brought me out of the funk that I was in. And I felt excited and I felt good. And that is why I want to keep doing this, because doing a podcast like this really helps me to keep a hopeful and excited mindset, even during some stressful times and some weird times. It helps me put my energy into something good. And this, this doesn't rely on the future. It just relies on the here and now. The you and the I, that's all we need to make this happen. And of course, an internet connection and a microphone. But beyond that, that's all we need. And I really hope that it does become a space for that. Some topics that I hope to talk about in the future is things like, I'm going to actually tell everyone why I shave my head, which everyone's been asking me. I've had all lengths of hair, but that is a conversation that I have been saving because it really actually, not to be punny, but it really does have a lot of layers, this conversation of why I shave my head. So I wanted to move that for an actual topic. I wanted to talk about things like the idea, you know, moving forward out of this self-isolation period where we're all on lockdown. Looking at work, looking at the world, should we work 50% less? You know, what should we do? Things like that. I want to talk about the silver linings of the lockdown. I want to talk about our identity and what determines it. I want to talk about things like that I just love, like herbalism, Ayurveda, permaculture, fermented food, things of that nature. I just think it's really exciting stuff, and I would love to talk about it with you all, and that way I actually learn too when I do that sort of thing. And I will be having guests along the way. I'm really excited. If you would like to be a guest on the show, just send myself or send Mary, mary@beunique.org, a message, because I would be really great to connect with you all and see what you have to bring to the table too, because I'm here to learn from you too. So I don't know if we have any callers tonight. This is my very first episode, so I don't expect anybody to call in. But if you are listening out there, I really do appreciate it. And please do feel free to call in if you'd like. So let's see. The guest call-in number is 516-418-5651. And if you do call in, I'm just going to say hi. We're just going to talk about who you are, why you might be interested in this, and what you're looking forward to. And that's pretty much it. You know, next week I have a really exciting, my first guest. His name is Finn McGee. He's a friend of mine, and he is currently in Thailand. So he is a volunteer at, I believe, Phang Nga Elephant Park in Thailand. And he has actually stayed in Thailand through all of this to help the Thai Elephant Sanctuary caretakers raise funds to their elephants, and we can go into that of why they need to raise funds, but with everything going on in the tourism world right now, it's really imperative that we look to help those that we can, you know, thinking about that, all of that makes me really grateful for my current situation, and I'm really excited to talk to him. He's got so much insight, and we actually met in Alaska. So we've got a funny friendship. Okay, so it looks like we have two callers. So I am going to answer and see who we've got. Let's see here. Okay, hello. Oh, let's see here. Let me see if I can get this. Okay, maybe I got it now. Hello?
Hello?
Hi there. Hi.
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
This is Rose, Anna.
Oh,
I got connected.
Rose, hello. Oh. Hi. Oh, I'm so glad to find
I'm so
you.
I'm
oh
so
goodness.
So grateful. I'm so happy to hear your voice. I'm so happy to hear you.
Oh my gosh! Thank you for thank you for listening. Thank you for Okay, so everybody that's
absolutely.
Listening.
Absolutely, I'm so.
This is my friend
Rose.
No,
I'm sorry.
It's okay. We haven't talked in so long, and we've been just messaging on Instagram, being silly on Instagram. And hi.
I'm so grateful for you. I just want to say I'm so grateful that you're doing this and that you are giving me a new hope just by even hearing your voice and even speaking your truth, like speaking your essence to the world, what makes you excited. It's some, those things excite me as well. And I feel like during a time like this, where there's so much chaos and so much fear, like this is really important. It's really important to have our voices
being, you know, being exchanging, being able to exchange energy in this way and just in any way, being able to connect with each other. I think community is so important, and this is such a wonderful, like, creative way to do it, and I love it, and I'm so just grateful for you. I'm so grateful for you.
Oh, guys, that's Rose for you. Rose, thank you. Oh, my gosh. No, thank you, honestly. I got my hand on my heart right now. I love you so much, too. That is literally, I mean, how you summed up, that's a huge, like, string or thread why I wanted to do this, is because I just, you know, I love connection with other people, a genuine, honest connection, and I wanted more of that in my life, and that's why the whole math thing I was talking about, that's why I took it off, was I was like, I want true connection with people. This is a way that we can make this happen, you know, over this space of time. Like, thank you. I really thank you for your words. I mean, geez.
I love the fact that you've shaved your head. Honestly, I just want to say right now, it is such a bold move. Me being someone that has done that before as a woman,
it is
amazing. I think that's amazing. I think that it is a challenging, but also the easiest hairdo you'll ever have. I'm telling you.
I forget all the time.
It's the easiest. It's wonderful. I love it. I love it.
Oh my gosh. Oh, thank you. Oh goodness. Okay, so
I'll let you take your other caller, but thank you for...
thank you. I've got my hands together right now. Thank you so much. That just made my night. Thank you so much. I love you, and be safe and healthy. I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Yes, please.
Oh, bye. Oh, my goodness. Love her so much. That is one of my dearest friends. Okay, let's see who we have next. Just got, about 3 minutes left. Perfect. Hello.
Okay. You've got Mary.
Oh, hi, Mary. Amazing.
I wanted to let you know, first of all, I really like your friend. She's absolutely awesome.
She's wonderful.
I can tell. But I wanted to say something. You mentioned something about losing your voice.
Mm.
You didn't lose your voice. It went into hibernation so that you could grow it and let it come out the way it needed to be. You were using a different voice, a voice you thought you had to use, but your voice has always been there. And as your editor, I've seen it grow in the last couple of years, and I've been able to watch it, and I love your written voice, and it's hard to talk sometimes in front of other people, but wait till you get in front of a crowd and there are people actually looking back at you.
I can't wait for that time.
You are going to be in your glory.
Oh, thank you. That makes me feel so good just thinking about that, connecting with people on that level too. And I think that's what it is, just like opening up the channel. I always feel like it's just opening it up and just letting the words come and letting them come out and just being okay with whatever does come out, you know?
Yeah. Something that you'll find on your show a lot of times, just like your friend and I jumped in at the same time, a lot of people wait until toward the end of a show because they want to hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
If you don't give them a minute and don't remind them to call in, they won't do it. They'll think, I'm supposed to just be sitting here waiting. But I'm loving what you're saying. I'm digging it. And if you do want to brainstorm about voice, I can help you with that. But I'm going to let you go.
Thank you so much, Mary.
And I'm going to keep listening. All right, bye-bye.
All right. Thank you, Mary. Bye-bye. So that was Mary. Now we've got one more caller. I'm going to hop on for like real quick with you just for a moment. I just want to say hi, see who you are, and then I'm going to wrap everything up, okay? So here we go. Hello. Who are you?
Anna, it's me.
Who's me?
It's
Anne! Oh my goodness, hello. Okay, Anne, I only have a few more seconds left, so I'm going to call you after this.
I just wanted to say I love you so much.
I love you so much. Thank you for listening. I appreciate you so much. Have a wonderful evening, and I'll talk to you. Actually, I'll talk to you definitely tonight, if not, and also tomorrow.
I don't know how many seconds left, but you have spoken to two people who have shaved their head tonight. Two women.
Yes! Shaved head crew. Amazing. Okay.
That's right. Okay.
I love it. Okay.
Thanks so much
Bye.
For doing everything you do. Bye.
Oh, thank you. Bye. Okay. All right. So, oh my goodness, that was so wonderful talk with all of you. And then just to talk in general, this has actually gone so well, which I had a feeling hopefully that it would, but you never know. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for calling. Thank you for being with me. Thanks for listening to what I have to say. And I just am wishing you all health, moments of joy throughout this week. And for my sake, will you please, please do a fun, silly dance party, or maybe even two. And I hope that after listening to this, you feel just a little more like the true you. So with that, I say peace and blessings, and thank you so much. All right, here's the rest of that song. If you liked it, here you go.
Oh.